Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! Town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
That one will live on forever. Good morning. Oh, my God. Jaden Daniels has only played 7-plus games in his career. He's already got a few signature moments. Remember the Cincinnati game, the pass to Terry for the touchdown. It's pretty obvious he'll have plenty more to come, but whatever he does down the road, it's going to be hard to top that one. I've been around here long enough, Denton, and I feel comfortable saying this. That is the greatest game-ending play in franchise history. I don't think Washington has ever won a game on a Hail Mary throw. Not in my lifetime, I don't think. I can't remember, honestly, and I bet I'm corrected on this one, but I can't remember a first half Hail Mary that worked. They've lost a game on a Hail Mary. Elway did it to him back in 1995. He threw a Hail Mary to Rod Smith to beat the Skins. By the way, that wasn't really even a Hail Mary. His arm was so strong, he threw it on a rope. But I don't remember them ever winning a game on that kind of game-ending play. Move that one to the top, the very top of the list of greatest game-ending plays in franchise history. Just to emphasize, game-ending, as in the last play, you know, a walk-off win. You know, Riggo's run in Super Bowl 17 came with 10-plus minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Dexter and Daryl Grant's, you know, deflection, Daryl Grant's interception return off Gary Hogaboom in the 82 championship game came with still plenty of time left in the fourth quarter. Daryl Green's punt return at Soldier Field in the playoffs came in the third quarter. Yesterday's Daniels deep to Noah Brown off the deflection was walk-off, and it's the greatest game-ending play in franchise history. And what makes it extra special is that Jaden Daniels threw it. He threw it. Because while we can all say, very commonsensically, that it's too early to say what he is going to be or what he isn't going to be, we can also say that the start to his career is perhaps the greatest in the history of the league for a player at that position. And he plays for us. And pray God he stays healthy, because what we saw yesterday and have seen through this unexpected 6-2 start, first time in 16 years the team has started the season 6-2, but doesn't it feel like this is just the beginning? He is special. And this season so far feels like we're in the midst of something special. Sometimes, you know, good feeds on good, and it just seems to keep happening. They got 9 games left in the regular season, and there now appears to be a legitimate contender for the NFC East title in the Philadelphia Eagles, who blew out the Cincinnati Bengals on the road yesterday. They're a half game back at 5-2. The 2 games against the Eagles loom large as this season moves forward. Here we are, 6-2 for the first time since 2008. My game take coming up in the next segment. We're going to leave a lot of this morning to just the emotions and the reaction with you guys on the phone. So get ready to line up in about 45 minutes or so on the phones. I do want to just say that what was amazing about this game is that right before that play, or in the few minutes prior to that play, when the Bears actually took the lead 18-15 with 25 seconds to go, I just said to those that were in the room, I'm like, this is two things. One, it's one of the strangest losses I can remember, but it's also a really bad loss. Like, this game should have never, ever come down to the Bears having a chance to win it on the final drive. Of course, I wasn't expecting what we ended up getting. And it just was hard to sit there and deal with the fact that Washington had dominated the significant majority of the game. You know, this is sports. We see this. It's not like teams don't dominate and lose, but Washington dominated the significant majority of the game, and part of why it seemed so improbable that they would be in the spot they were in is that for basically three quarters, the Bears could not move the ball forward, which is the goal. Like, their offense the entire night until DeAndre Swift ripped off that 56-yard touchdown run at the end of the third quarter was impotent. Caleb Williams, I love him, and I'm rooting for him as a DC guy, Gonzaga guy, the whole thing. Not yesterday, I wasn't. He had 36 yards passing on four completions with 10 minutes to go in the game. Let me repeat for emphasis, a starting NFL quarterback who had played the entire game. He didn't just come in the second half. He had played the entire game. He had just four completed passes for 36 yards with 10 minutes left. I've never heard of that before. Washington's defense was outstanding. You know, best performance, I think, of the season. But until I see, you know, kind of proof with the all 22 where you can see the whole field, I would also have to say that the opposing quarterback was pretty god-awful for 50 minutes of the game. I mean, they were held to 0 points and 107 yards until DeAndre Swift ripped off that run at the end of the third quarter. You'd have to go back a long way, I think, a long, long way to find, I don't know, maybe, you know, a really bad quarterback. What? Why am I blanking on the cat's name who played for the Chargers, played for the Bills? He always kept showing up, Denton, and he kept, every time he came into the game, he'd throw four picks.
Nathan Peterman.
Maybe Nathan Peterman had a game where he only had 36 yards passing with 10 minutes to go in the game. But you're going to have to go back a long way to find that, because this isn't Service Academy triple option football. This game never seemed in doubt for me. You know, the offense moved the ball at will in the first half, especially against a decent Chicago defense, but they only led 9-0, you know, at halftime. Three red zone trips on their first four drives, three field goals, kind of reminded, I think, everybody of the Giant game in week two. They outgained Chicago in the first half, 267 to 90, but had just a 9-0 lead to show for it. And you know how it goes. As a football fan, you're sitting there going, wow, I mean, it really feels like we should be up, you know, 30 to nothing. It feels like we should certainly be up three touchdowns, and we're only up 9-0. I mean, hopefully this doesn't come back to bite us. But, you know, that kind of talk, honestly, with what I had witnessed in the first half, I never felt like the Bears could win the game. Like, it just, in sports are like that, understood, you know, when you least expect it. When they took the lead with 25 seconds left in the game, it was shocking to me. I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, God, you've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. This team was terrible for the first three quarters of the game. It should have been 26, 27 to nothing. You know, three field goals, you know, add two touchdowns, 23 to nothing. It should have been, but it wasn't. It reminded me when they took the lead. You know, not as stunning and not as quick, because the DeAndre Swift touchdown run came late third quarter. But The Monday Night Miracle in Dallas in 2005, Mark Brunell to Santana Moss twice. The entire night, Washington did nothing. Nothing offensively. They had no life at all. They're down 13-0. It felt like it should have been 50-0, but it was only 13-0. And they just, all of a sudden, boom, boom, two bombs, and they got a 14-13 lead, and they won the game. It felt so shocking, so stunning in the moment. And the Bears taking that lead felt like, you know, it happened over a longer period of time, but it was like, that's unbelievable. I did not think, as Washington built, you know, the lead, which was modest, wasn't enough. It should have been much larger. You know, the Bears are punting basically every single drive. I think they punted six of their first seven drives. You know, the only drive they didn't punt on was the fourth down where they got stopped. That was a hell of a play by Benjamin St. Juice and Luvu. But it just never seemed possible that they would come back until they actually had the lead. Now, count me in, yes, swearing my kids, with 25 seconds to go, I'm like, it's not over. You know, they only need three. And this dude, our guy, is special. This dude can take it from the 30-yard line, throw it down the middle of the field for 25 yards. We can get a spike and maybe a quick out, and we can get Seibert onto the field to try to tie it to force overtime. I did not think it was over. I didn't. Until it came down to the Hail Mary, and then you're like, you know, it's a Hail Mary, right? We're going to get to that play in detail. And really, the two plays, the final two plays, because the play before the final play was as significant. I mean, not as significant, but it was super significant to setting up the opportunity for the final play. They did some things wrong, by the way. They did. Over the final minute and a half of the game, you know, including after Chicago's score and two-point conversion, they did a couple of things that I think weren't correct. And I'll get to those when I get to my game take. But big picture, man. All-time memorable game-ending play, number one. And number two, holy, you know what? We got one. We got him. He is, for the question of will he or won't he play all week long, and trust me, I don't think they would have played him had he not been able to play like him. And it was very apparent he was able to play like the guy we've seen for the six games plus the first drive of last week. You know, there was nothing holding him back. All right, there were a couple of shots of him, you know, uncomfortable, but no. I mean, he took a read option keeper and ran it 9 yards on like the second play of the game. I mean, he was evading and escaping and extending the entire game. I mean, he let that thing rip from his own 35-yard line, 65 yards in the air with arc. We got one. I mean, you know, keep him healthy. Just keep him healthy, because right now, right this moment, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's elite right now. There isn't anything he does that isn't much better than average. He is top two or three in terms of mobility, escapability, running, etc. He is top five to six in terms of being able to throw from the pocket, being able to extend outside the pocket. He is top two or three in the deep ball. I mean, we could go on and on. This guy has played at an elite level since basically, I mean, I'll throw week one into it because it was all him as to why they moved the football. He's basically been an A every single week since week one. I think week one I gave him a B. I think I gave him a B week one, Denton. Since then, he's been an A. And yes, he was an A yesterday, not just because of the game-ending play, but a big part of why he was an A yesterday was the final play. But game-ending all-time, and good God, we have an elite special quarterback. This is why now this is a franchise that is going to be a part of the conversation year in and year out, assuming health. Obviously, health means everything. And he's already had an injury. It didn't keep him from the next game. He kept him from the game he was in last week. He is something else. All right, my game take coming up. Also, Denton will weigh in with his big takeaways when we come back. But what I liked, what I didn't like, and several other observations from Truly. And we've got our Window Nation X Twitter poll of the day up. All right, go to @team980. I'll retweet the poll as well. Was Sunday's Hail Mary the best regular season play in franchise history? I'll answer that question when we come back. I think my specific description, the greatest game-ending play, there's no doubt, no doubt that it is. In terms of the greatest regular season play in franchise history, maybe. Regular season? Maybe. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.